It's back, series two of the Sky Original sci-fi thriller, The Lazarus Project. The show is set in London, and the headquarters of the secret agency is based just off Tottenham Court Road. Famous landmarks appear during the series, including tourist hotspot Piccadilly Circus. The series begins with an uncertain future, as the world is currently stuck in a time loop, meaning it ends every 3 weeks. The Lazarus team must race against time to find a solution before humanity is wiped out forever. Main characters include George. George is a brilliant app developer with an incredible intellect and an analytical mind. He's a black man in his 30s with low-cut hair and a classic short full beard. His life's work is an app that can predict trends in global events. George tries his best to do the right thing but can sometimes break rules and promises to keep everyone happy. Throughout last season, he was determined to redeem himself and win back the trust of his friends, colleagues, and the love of his life. But when he discovers that the cause he's fighting is more sinister than it appears, he begins to suspect that the only person he can really trust is himself. George is played by British actor Papa Esiedu, who also starred as Alex Domani in the Sky Original crime thriller, Gangs of London. Archie, played by Anjali Mohindra, is a fair-skinned Indian woman and a seasoned member of the Lazarus Project, a confident and well-educated woman of slim build and short black hair. She's responsible for George joining the organisation, after being impressed by his resourcefulness. Archie is one of the team's best and brightest. She knows from a bitter experience that the fate of the world is more important than the lives of individual people. Shiv is also a member of the team. Unlike most of his peers, he is able to perceive time jumps from birth, which probably explains why he was able to learn to walk and talk as a baby seemingly overnight. His experience of the time jumps has made him a more serious and occasionally grim person, driven by an intense moral code with just a few grey areas. Shiv, played by Rudy Dharmalingam, is a 40-year-old Asian man with shaggy grey and black hair and a horseshoe beard. Sarah is a young white woman in her 30s. She has a yearning for life filled with spontaneity and adventure. Sarah is George's world. She works as a schoolteacher in London and she's sociable and flighty, more so than George might like, especially with a certain PE teacher friend of hers, Carl. After losing Sarah to a car accident at school, this begins the time resets as George is dead set on never having to lose her again. Janet is played by British actress Vinette Robinson. She has tan skin and long curly black hair. She's a former agent of Lazarus who's turned rogue. While she's not set out on the same destructive path as her ex-love Rebrov, she has turned her back on the organisation and now she's in hiding, working for the rebel group Blackbird. She has a genius level intellect and is one of the only people on Earth with knowledge on how the singularity that causes the time jumps actually works. Irrevocably damaged from her time with Lazarus, an episode in season one follows George as he tracks her down in Paris for help. Dennis Rebrov, played by Tom Burke, is a white Englishman and former Lazarus agent, but after going against them, he's now the world's most wanted terrorist. During his time with the agency, Rebrov fell in love with his colleague Janet and attempted to live a normal life with her. However, their attempts to start a family were met with tragedy and repeated trauma. Crushed by the experience, Rebrov went rogue and is determined to destroy the equipment executing the time jumps and allow the world to come to what he sees as a natural end. Even when outnumbered and locked in a cage by the organisation, he's almost unstoppable, and with every time jump, he only gets more dangerous. Erik Eriksson, better known as the Dane, he is one of Lazarus's best field agents. The Dane is a wrecking ball on the battlefield, perhaps ranking behind Rebrov only in terms of physicality and takes direction without question. He doesn't have the intellect as agents like Archie or Shiv, but he's someone you'd want on your side. Erik is portrayed by Danish actor Lukas Lothren. He's a burly white man with long grey hair, usually tied back, and a full beard. The team are led by Elizabeth Wes Wesley, played by Caroline Quintin. Stoic, steadfast, and formidable, Elizabeth, Wes, or Ma'am if you're smart, is the leader of the Lazarus Project. She's the eldest of the team, in her 60s, around 5'3" with short grey hair and a plump face. She is responsible for making the call when the world needs to be reset, and despite being presented with multiple emotional pleas to either turn back the clock or stop the reset from happening, her resolve is unflinching. While diplomacy will always be her first choice, she is as ruthless as anyone in the agency. Every time there's a world-ending event, the project is able to utilize a black hole singularity to reset the world back to the last checkpoint, which takes place at midnight 1st of July precisely each year. The Lazarus Project Season 2 returns to Sky Max and sees the team back in action. With the time loop locked and stakes high, who knows what could happen?